This episode is brought to you by laundry.
You're such a dork.
Oh. Oh, but you love me.
Oh, but I do. Oh, but I do. Oh, but I do, my little boo.
What's our next show going to be about?
Katie, Twilight.
That's a good question.
I say we talk about sex.
Come on, not again. You're not gonna be referring to sex like every 2 seconds, are you? Please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, let's talk about politics.
Okay.
What do you think about Joe Biden?
Did you hear Ellie on the phone this morning? He knows. He says something about paying taxes on something. And yeah. He goes, oh, well, I'll just thank Joe Biden for that. Like, you're 9. Don't talk about taxes and fucking...
Yeah.
The president.
Isn't that crazy?
You're going to scare me.
How some... Where's all our tax dollars going?
Right? I just can't believe those fucking whores aren't going to give me any fucking... Whatchamacallit?
Unemployment.
I can't believe that. I mean, am I right in thinking that? That's what's going on, right?
That's bullshit.
I mean, is that what it... Is that the end of it?
No, you can appeal it.
I mean...
And you gotta keep applying. Because...
Do you think it's worth it?
I don't know.
And maybe not do, like... Maybe not fucking depend on it like I was this time?
I do feel this, though. With your talent and your education, you can get a job. It's just a matter of getting paid what you're worth. And that's the deal.
I guess I just wish I wouldn't have been thinking it was all okay, you know? Right? I mean...
Well, I think half of Wisconsin was thinking that. We are so far behind that shit.
Well, I'm really fucking pissed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just don't understand how they think people can do this right now. You know what, though? I am going to call that company, though, and be like, are you guys... What doing anything, or should I...
Put that on.
Oh, yeah, I'll put that on. I'll for sure put that on.
Sexy.
For sure.
How about some music? What kind of, what do you want to hear? What are we going to play for the people right now?
You know, I didn't really know.
Let's play something for the people.
What am I thinking?
Alternative.
Play something...
From back?
Catchy.
Let's play something from... You play something... What was your favorite song in 1990?
You know what? I would have to hear it. I couldn't even be like, oh, it was this. Do you know
really?
What I mean?
Well, yeah. What band were you into then?
I don't know. 1990, I would have been just starting high school, right?
Yeah, we're talking like, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam, all those were just coming on the scene. Early 90s.
Pearl Jam.
You know, and you had your, the grunge, and of course you had... Rap making a big
debut.
Big time. With your fucking Tupac. And
always been a fan of Tupac.
Tupac was ahead of his time. No doubt about it.
What?
He was definitely ahead of his time. When you listen to him now, I can actually see talent that I never once saw before. In the whole rap industry, I thought was just stupid, but I've changed my mind.
Yeah, if you really honestly listen to it, you will see that it's like, it's actually just pretty amazing.
Well, it is. I mean, you can tell between talent and not talent. I couldn't do it. You know, so it's cool. It has its place.
It's alright.
Maybe we should write our own rap tune.
What was your favorite song?
In 1990?
Yeah.
Probably Pictures of You by The Cure.
Okay.
And if it wasn't that, maybe Shoplifters of the World by The Smiths. I don't think that's the title of the song, though, actually, but...
I do like The Smiths, too.
I was heavily into The Smiths and The Cure and The Psychedelic Furs.
They're still around, aren't they?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, they're coming to Summerfest. Psychedelic Furs.
Really?
You going.
Okay.
So, yes. That's where we're going to be broadcasting live. Summerfest. See us. Come see Katie and Brian.
And you're such a dork.
We're going to have a kissing booth. Why do you think of that? When's the last time you saw one of those?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
A kissing booth. $5 for a kiss.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
5 second kiss. Would you do it?
What? $5?
For a 5 second kiss.
Yeah.
But that means so you would do that all day long?
I don't know.
Five seconds? That's tongue.
You think so?
5 seconds?
I mean, you gotta get right on in there.
Think about it. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Smooch for 5 seconds?
I guess, yeah.
So, old drunk, slobbering dude can come up and stick his tongue in your mouth for $5? Woo!
No, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
I didn't think of it like...
Yeah, no.
Well, I know you wouldn't want...
What?
You better not let
I'd be the one fucking... I'd pay you $100.
You better not let some creeps fucking... Get Jeez. Up in my mouth.
Of course not. My God, you're Katie Twilight.
You tell him.
Phenomenal kisser, by the way. Phenomenal.
You're a liar.
Actually, I'm not. I'm not lying at all.
Better not be. You better not be, sir.
Well, I think our last episode, we were on a date to 16th and Center was our date. So, tonight, I asked her out for a burger and a beer, folks. And,
she said hell to the no.
She said no. So, if anybody wants to take Brian out for a burger and a beer...
He really is a lot of fun.
Am I, though?
You are.
Really?
You are a lot of
fun.
Or
used to be.
No, you're a lot of fun. Yeah.
You heard it. Brian Midnight is a lot of fun. This episode was brought to you by Anchor.fm. Welcome to the Midnight to Twilight Show with Brian Midnight. Katie's off tonight. Tonight's going to be a very special show. I am on a personal quest to go to the inner city of Milwaukee and score some drugs. That is what this show is about tonight. Let's see how it goes. Beautiful night here in Milwaukee. It's 2:17. Your host, Brian Midnight. And we're going to take a leisurely drive to the inner city. I live in Story Hill, which is a kind of upscale
Milwaukee area, mixed genre, if you will. I don't know. It's kind of cool because it's right by the stadium, you know, by Brewer Stadium. You know, it's kind of the thing. It's kind of the place to be. But we're moving from here soon. I'm actually moving to a little efficiency apartment, a little studio, over by where I work. I work at, folks, if you didn't know this, I'm a respiratory therapist. I think I've said this a few times before on the air. It's no big deal, but I take care of people that are on ventilators for various reasons. Wait, here we go. What's this? Okay, back to the show. You heard that, people. Live. Connections, calm. All for 40 bucks. For 40 bucks, people, you can get pretty much whatever you want in the city of love. So here we go. Let's put some tunes on. Midnight to Twilight Show, starring Brian Midnight and Katie Twilight. Let's call Katie, people. What do you think? Nah. That's not. Sweet, sweet sounds of the 90s. This segment was brought to you by Drug Run. And we're back to the show. Brian Midnight here, broadcasting live from the streets of Milwaukee. We are now on, I believe, 27th Avenue and coming up on Center. Titonia and Center. We're heading to 18th and Center to score some drugs, folks. That easy. Here we go. Deep into Midnight with Brian Midnight.